Welcome to EdTech Insiders, where we speak with founders, operators, investors, and thought leaders in the education technology industry and report on cutting-edge news in this fast-evolving field from around the globe. From AI to XR to K-12 to L&D, you'll find everything you need here on EdTech Insiders. And if you like the podcast, please give us a rating and a review so others can find it more easily. I'm here at ASU GSV with Marnie Baker-Stein, the Chief Content Officer of Coursera. And we're just coming off the Coursera conference where they announced a number of really exciting new features, new degrees, new things coming from the Coursera landscape. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
So you have an amazing career in education. You're coming from WGU. You've been in a lot of different amazing organizations. Tell us about what excites you about Coursera and what you're most thrilled about that's happening this year.
Sure. So what excites me the most about Coursera is a long time ago, I fell in love with the problem of equity and access to education. And I have worked across many different sort of institutions and platforms to try to solve for that problem, both locally and globally. So I guess globally. And so for me, after my amazing experience at Western Governors University, where I just learned a lot, I feel like I got my PhD at Western Governors University to then take all of that learning and bring it to a global platform like Coursera. It is so exciting. And really it's an honor. It's almost an overwhelming accountability that I feel for it. Some of the exciting things going on at Coursera, last week we had Coursera Conference, which was jam-packed, loaded with really amazing announcements about where we're going into this year and the next and beyond. One of the areas that we focused on that I just believe is both so complex and so promising are new applications that harness the power of generative AI generally and ChatGPT specifically. The first announcement we made, which may seem to many, that's just productivity, but I think it's pretty revolutionary, is what we're currently calling Course Builder, which allows faculty who are teaching private courses based on Coursera open content a much better discovery experience. So they can literally put learning outcomes, they can start a syllabus, or they can start the development of any kind of content that they're developing. They can create learning objectives. They can scour the catalog for essentially atomic content that associates with those learning objectives. So by atomic content, I mean they could be video clips, they could be readings, and other content that really aligns very closely with what they're trying to teach. That's awesome, because that process in the past has been difficult to discover that content. It's been really clunky to try to include that content into private courses on Coursera. So that's a big win. And in addition to that, it's having your instructional design assistant who can help do trailers and instruction lines and assessment types associated with those objectives really beautifully. Of course, it's not perfect and it's all editable, but it's a great start. It's a great start for somebody who's putting a course together. It really reduces the time and I think probably increases the quality and the alignment of the content. So that was the first thing that was announced. And then the other thing that was announced is Coach, which I'm super excited about because that's a direct-to-learner impact. So whether that AI-powered coach is inside of a course or floating at the program level, it allows learners to have conversations that personalize and contextualize their experience. So inside the course, if I'm in a chemistry course or I'm in a leadership course, if there's a concept or a theory or a skill that is presented as part of the course content that I don't get, I can get just in time, basically tutoring and remediation on that content, or I can actually have a conversation about how that content applies to my role at work, how it applies to my purpose for being in the course to begin with. And those conversations are pretty deep. and pretty interesting and very constructive, I think. And I think will be really motivating for learners. I talk about how I think it will really radically increase the velocity of curiosity in learners in our courses. I know that it's happening for me just with ChatGPT generally. And that conversational aspect of it is so, it's so engaging. And beyond that, I think Coach helps with navigation at the platform level or at the program level as well. Anybody who's been to Coursera knows it's a massive catalog. And if you're looking to learn something, it's probably there, but how do you find it? Or how do you get recommendations from that catalog about what's the next best thing for you to learn so that we can really get good at Coursera at getting the right learner into the right content at the right time for them against their goals or their, what they're looking for, the purpose. So that is the Gen AI work. And then the last thing that I'd just like to talk about, which is connected, is we announced some really amazing AR, VR, XR initiatives that are in some of them powered by Meta, others not, but all of them have in common the fact that they are scalable, immersive environments that include just these really engaging pedagogies that aren't a video and aren't a reading that I think are going to be really impactful for teaching the kinds of skills it's been difficult to teach online, but also engaging learners who maybe just don't like to watch lectures and read stuff and want to engage with learning in a new way. And so that was exciting too.
Yeah, it's so interesting. So AI is already being implemented both on the instructor side with this course creator tool and on the learner side with this coach tool, and VR is coming out. One other announcement that got me very excited, and I feel like it's a little bit of a theme of the conference here, is the hiring solutions and this idea of Coursera has career academies that can go inside universities. And then also the hiring solutions basically allows students to feature their Coursera work, their projects, their, you know, how many hours they've spent, what classes they've taken in a way that can really showcase their skills. And skills has been a huge watchword of the conference. So I'd love to hear you talk about how Coursera is thinking about allowing learners to really showcase their learning and skills.
Yeah. So I am super excited about this because, you know, here we have Coursera and like a massive open content catalog from the best instructors, faculty, professors in the world. We have our Gateway certificates and Career Academy, which are these certificates that are designed against very specific jobs, thousands of practical hands-on projects, like if you want to learn a new skill like Excel or whatever skill you may want to learn, as well as pathways into degrees now. And that is, it's such an amazing instructional infrastructure, educational infrastructure, but it was really missing this kind of record or profile of what individuals were doing on the platform. So the hiring solutions application capability has two components to it. One is the skills profile itself, which gives a learner the option to construct based on achievements in the platform and experiences in the platform, construct profiles and construct profiles against different career outcomes. So there's some guidance in it as well. And I think that that's in and of itself very powerful. Not only the ability for me to sort of showcase what I'm learning on Coursera, but also for me to get guidance in what I showcase against different job roles that I may be interested or different career paths that I may be interested in. And then the other part of it, which is like really ambitious and cool and that we're just starting to prototype and try out in India, is then the hiring solutions piece of it, which is almost a matchmaking service between learners who have opted into profiles on the platform and opted into sort of this hiring solutions and employers who are in dire need for those particular roles. Most of those roles that we're interested in or career paths are where there are acute workforce shortages. And so we feel this could be incredible in terms of resource, in terms of filling those talent pipelines, but also in sort of driving equity and access to those opportunities.
Coursera has evolved over the years from having incredible university content to having content from leading companies, these, you know, Google and Meta and IBM certificates. And now it seems to be leaning even further into actually, you know, being responsive to the global market for work, which the learners always were, and Coursera was always being, but now it's really right on target. You can actually, you know, talk to employers and tailor the education to exactly where the jobs are going. And I'm curious, as the chief content officer, how do you work with employers to sort of see where the puck is going and where to double down on the Coursera catalog, given the changes in the world?
Yeah. So when when Coursera started, I think it was a resource. It was always a resource to people who were looking to reskill or upskill or, you know, skill. And it was it was a catalog. It was a MOOC catalog with search capability, and not just. I mean, that was super powerful and very disruptive and a great, great resource. What we're, as you say, like what's happening now is we're understanding sort of the opportunity for Coursera to support like very intentional, personalized, contextualized learning journeys as learners are building these profiles against value, whatever that value may be. It may be a particular career path. It may be a particular job role. It may actually just be a sense of self-worth and purpose or curiosity. But like those are journeys. So as a chief content officer, there's a big difference between sort of sourcing, curating content for an open catalog and sourcing, curating content against a learner journey to value, right? And so one of the ways that we're addressing this, and this has been a capability that's been building at Coursera over the last couple of years before I got there, is a research capability to really understand and geolocate workforce shortages, employer demand for credentials and skills, ecosystems of education that are there to support those pathways or not, and to sort of help Coursera understand where we fit in. So that's one capability that I think we've gotten to a point where it's actually starting to really inform decisions that we're making, but it's also just critical, mission critical to what we're trying to do. And then yes, I mean, between having the world's greatest universities and having now many, many of the world's biggest employers, there is a convergence and a convening of the kind of real-time intelligence that it takes to sort of understand not only, you know, what is the content or what are the themes and topics that have to be in this journey, but what are the credentials that are being valued and who best to teach and provide this content. Is it the employer themselves? Is it a university? Is it a professional association? And that's super exciting to be able to really pick the best partner for the best content at the right time and do that intentionally so that it benefits the learner.
It's really, really exciting. And one more question for you just about the access and equity where we started. One of the other aspects of AI that people are excited about, I haven't heard as much about it as expected at the conference, is instant translation, is the ability to ask questions in any language. We know that Coursera has classes in, I can't even imagine how many languages. It's been translating them for years, but suddenly you can actually have multilingual tools for learners. I'm curious how you see the future of that developing.
So I love this promise. And, you know, of course, large language models, generative AI, machine learning just generally is getting better and better on the translation front, so that we're moving away from sort of the crude translation tools of the past couple of years that have emerged to much more sophisticated capabilities for doing language translation across all these disciplines and across all of these languages, end to end in the courses, from trailer to instruction lines to content to assessments. So we are really doubling down on our commitment to that, which is very important, to layer on top of that this conversational capability as a component of the experience, where I can not only learn in my language, but then have a conversation with a just-in-time coach or tutor about what I'm learning and the applications of what I'm learning. Like, now we're starting to get to a much more refined sense of not only translation, but localization. And it's early days, but it's exciting. It's exciting not only for access and equity, but for me, it's exciting because it's basically like engineering, you know, literacies, academic and professional literacies in some of these new realms and disciplines and kind of skills capital. in every language of the world, not just English. And I don't think we've even yet begun to wrap our head around how transformative that will be.
I totally agree. It's really mind-bending. This has been so interesting. I want to know more and more and more about this, but thank you so much for being here. My last 10-second question, what is the most exciting thing you've seen at the conference so far?
Oh, gosh. That's a really hard question. What I have seen is our EdTech entrepreneurial community and our educational institutions and our big employers rallying around value for the learner. And I think that is a sea change in our higher education ecosystem, and I love it.
Fantastic answer. I love that too. Thank you so much for being here with us on EdTech Insiders. Marnie Baker-Stein, Chief Content Officer of Coursera.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of EdTech Insiders. If you like the podcast, remember to rate it and share it with others in the EdTech community. For those who want even more EdTech Insider, subscribe to the free EdTech Insiders newsletter on Substack.